This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa urges world leaders to recognize the specific climate vulnerability of the high mountains and accord high priority to the mountain agenda in all climate-related negotiations. Province 1 Chief Minister Bhimacharya resigns from his post. CPN Unified Socialist leader Rajendra Rai claims Chief Minister's post with signature of 50 Province Assembly members. Chief Minister of Karnali Province Mahendra Bahadur Shahi also resigns from his post. Second most important festival of Nepali Hindus, Tihar, starting from today. And more than 100 world leaders will promise to end and reverse deforestation by the year 2030 in the COP26 Climate Summit's first major deal today. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa has urged world leaders to recognize the specific climate vulnerability of the high mountains and accord high priority to the mountain agenda in all climate-related negotiations. The Prime Minister said, keeping the global temperature below 1.5 degrees Celsius was vital for mountain people and it was an issue of survival of the mountain people. Making a statement as leader of the Nepali delegation at the World Leaders Summit during the 26th Conference of Parties, COP26 of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change in Glasgow yesterday. He said, with the temperatures rising higher than global average, glaciers are receding, snowfall is decreasing, and permafrost is melting in the Himalayan region. Extreme climate events are increasing, causing huge economic and ecological losses, and precious human lives are being lost due to the climate change. Prime Minister Dewa said around 80% of Nepal's population was at risk from natural and climate-induced hazards. The Prime Minister said during the last 40 years, natural disasters have caused close to $6 billion physical and economic damages in Nepal alone. According to the Prime Minister, Nepal has also called upon the parties to agree on making loss and damage a long stand-alone agenda for negotiations and support the framework of additional financing for it. The COP26 must ensure adequate adaptation support for the most vulnerable countries by scaling up financial, technological and capacity-building support. Stating that the world can deliver on the goals only through quick, direct and easy access to climate finance, Prime Minister Dewa urged the parties to agree on a clear roadmap for a new, collective, quantified and ambitious goal on climate finance before the year 2025. Referring to the rapid warming in the Himalayas posing serious threat to food, water, energy and human security of the entire region and glacier melting contributing to the existentialist threat to the coastal and island countries due to the sea level rise, Prime Minister Dewa shared that the government of Nepal will host Sagarmatha Sambad, a dialogue named after Mount Everest to raise awareness on the climate change in the Himalayas. Province 1 Chief Minister Bhimacharya resigned from his post yesterday. Meanwhile, CPN Unified Socialist leader Rajendra Rai has submitted his claim for the post of Province 1 Chief Minister with the signatures of 50 province lawmakers. Maoist Centre leader Chalak Singh Darlami informed that the Nepali Congress, Maoist Centre, Janata Samajwadi Party and Limbuan Party had backed leader Rai for the new Chief Minister of the province. Leader Rai submitted the claim to Province No. 1 Chief Somnath Adhikari yesterday itself. Chief Minister of Karnali Province Mahendra Bahadur Shahi has tendered his resignation from the post. Organizing a press conference yesterday, Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Shahi resigned from the post as per the understanding made earlier with the leader of Nepali Congress Karnali Province Assembly, Jiban Bahadur Shahi. Hearing on all the cases determined in the Supreme Court for yesterday were concluded following the due process. Chief Justice Jolendra Samsir Jabara had determined 4 joint benches and 2 single benches yesterday. All the writs that went through the hearing procedure yesterday were related to habeas corpus. A meeting of the justices of the Supreme Court held yesterday had decided to hold hearing on the cases related to habeas corpus. The Supreme Court justices had been boycotting the hearing for the last many days over the dispute with the Chief Justice. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has stressed on the need of being conscious towards reducing the direct causes of climate change and adverse impact on the environment. After observing the apple farm in Monang yesterday, President Bhandari said humans should work with commitment and collaborated effort to protect the environment. The president expressed her belief that farming and business done on the basis of climate adaptation would make people and the country prosperous, noting that climate change has been impacting globally and Nepal could not be an exception. The president urged one and all to minimize its causes and effects. CPNUML chairman KP Sharma Oli has claimed that his party would secure a majority of votes in the upcoming parliamentary elections. Addressing the first municipal convention of the party's Bharatpur Municipal Committee yesterday, Party Chair KP Sharma Oli said the CPNUML alone would get the majority of votes without making coalition for the election. Chairperson of CPN Maui Centre Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has said that different forces were attempting to reverse the positive changes obtained on the foundation of people's struggle. Addressing a program organized by Nepal National Employees Organization Civil Service yesterday, the Maoist Center Chair said that the Communist Party's government and the individuals from within the party were attacking on the people's achievements. The five-day-long Tihar festival is starting from today. Also called Yamapanchak, Tihar is the second most important festival for Nepali Hindus, after Dasain. Today is Kak Tihar. Crows are offered delicacies and are worshipped today. Crows are worshipped as the messenger of Hindu god of death, Yama. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजू
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to more news now. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad has said the government is in favor of religious and social harmony. Receiving a memorandum submitted by the Global Omkar Federation at his office in Singhadarbar yesterday, Home Minister Khad said the government was not in favor of social discrimination. On the occasion, the Federation drew the Minister's attention towards the incident of vandalism at a temple of Goddess Durga at Bharatpur Metropolitan City in Chitwan District. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Umar Regmi has said that arrangements would be made for administering COVID-19 vaccine to the children at the earliest. Talking to journalists in Chitwan yesterday, Minister Regmi said the government was making arrangements for administering vaccines to children above 5 years old. She also shared that the ministry had already started formulating plans for the welfare of women, children and senior citizens. A total of 533 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal yesterday. The Ministry of Health and Population also reported 490 corona-infected people's recovery yesterday itself. Similarly, 9 people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,416. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. More than 100 world leaders will promise to end and reverse deforestation by the year 2030 in the COP26 climate summit's first major deal. Brazil, where large parts of the Amazon rainforest have been cut down, will be among the signatories on Tuesday. The pledge includes almost 14 billion pounds, that is equivalent to $19.2 billion of public and private funds. Experts welcomed the move but warned a previous deal in 2014 had failed to slow deforestation at all and commitments needed to be delivered on. Felling trees contributes to climate change because it depletes forests that absorb vast amounts of the warming gas, carbon dioxide. The two-week summit in Glasgow is seen as crucial if climate change is to be brought under control. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has called on his fellow world leaders to act now on climate change, saying the world was running out of time. He said he wanted countries to end the use of coal, phase out petrol-powered cars and reverse deforestation. More than 120 world leaders are in Glasgow for the COP26 summit to talk about how to tackle urgent problems of climate change. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is possible at one or two places of high regions of the country. Hilly regions, rather, of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbadadeva urges world leaders to recognize the specific climate vulnerability of the high mountains and accord high priority to the mountain agenda in all climate-related negotiations. Province 1 Chief Minister Pema Chari resigns from his post. CPN Unified Socialist Leader Rajendra Rai claims Chief Minister's post with signature of 50 Province Assembly members. Chief Minister of Karnali Province Mahendra Bahadur Shahi also resigns from his post. Second most important festival of Nepali Hindus, Tihar, starting from today. And more than 100 world leaders will promise to end and reverse deforestation by 2030 in the COP26 Climate Summit's first major deal today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.